As we close out our September 11th broadcast this year, we wanted to revisit a place where the work of grief has its own memorial. St. Paul's Chapel, on the very edge of Ground Zero, spent the months after the attacks ministering to workers, providing them with everything from grief counseling to chiropractors. During that time, the chapel was closed to the public. Today, it hosts an open exhibition to that intimate and wrenching labor. Father Dan Matthews, the rector of St. Paul's Chapel, joins me now from his office in Lower Manhattan. Thanks for being with us, Father Matthews.
You're welcome.
What is St. Paul's doing today on this second anniversary?
Well, it's hosting numerous people. Over 1,000 people were in for a worship service this morning that began right at 8:46 with the tolling of the bells, which we'd been asked to do by the mayor of New York. So we began ringing our bells for 30 seconds right at 8:46, and then for the next 2 hours or so, we had worship, and 1,300 people, I think, came in and out during that time. There were psalms read, and they were singing, and string quartet, and so forth. So we've been serving the public because the shrine, St. Paul's, has turned into a shrine as a result of 9/11, and it's used every day for that purpose.
How did it become a shrine? I mean, it began really sort of as a spontaneous memorial in the sense that people would hang up mementos on the fence around there, but now it really is the place that people come to have quiet moments and to remember and perhaps grieve.
It is that. You're exactly right. What has happened is the pit, as we've called it, the site of the Trade Center towers, is a construction site, and it doesn't lend itself for people who come to see it to be a place where you can express your grief or your concern. It really is a construction site. And so what has happened is across the street from this disastrous place is this chapel, which has been standing in New York City since 1766. And the chapel has become the shrine for many people, and not the only one, of course, but it certainly is. And as a result of that, people stop in there and feel they are reconnected to the tragedy of New York on September 11th.
And the chapel is a memorial to the work that was done there in the days following.
Right now, there are a number of posters and tables and kiosks that depict the rescue work that happened for a number of months following September 11th. It just spontaneously turned out that people began cooking hamburgers out in front of the chapel. Actually, the Siemens Church Institute, Peter Larum, their director, kind of rushed over and set up a few little grills, and that's how it all began. And then from there, they moved onto the front porch of the church, and from there inside, and then 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for months, that place became a spot where you could get a hamburger, you could get anything you wanted to drink practically, you could get gloves, and it was just reserved for those people actually working in the pit, as we said. There were firefighters and police officers, construction workers and rescue workers.
So it is a memorial both to the events of that day 2 years ago and to those who worked on that site for so many months afterwards.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Father Matthews.
Glad to talk to you.
Father Dan Matthews is the rector of Trinity Church and St. Paul's Chapel on the edge of Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. In New York City today, at Ground Zero, children and young adults who lost loved ones 2 years ago in the World Trade Center read the names of those who died. Here is a portion of that reading.
Amy R. King.
Andrew M. King.
And our father, Juan Mendez Lafuente.
Arriba, abajo, adentro, afuera.
Stanley S. Smagala, Jr.
Wendy L. Small.
Catherine Smith.
Daniel Lawrence.
Manuel Emilio Mejia.
Escudar Malaco.
Antonio Melendez.
Mary Melendez.
Christopher
Lucy
D.
Crafasi.
And my grandfather Anthony Luparello. I love you and I miss you.
And my grandmother Marianne Teresa Simone. I love you.